This is NPR's Morning Edition on 89.1 and WGLT.org. Bloomington singer-songwriter Dan Hubbard says he was so pleased with his 2016 self-titled album, he was ready to set music aside. He even enrolled in seminary school. Well, it didn't take long for the music bug to return. Hubbard unveils his new album, Attention, at the Castle Theater Saturday night. Hubbard says he wasn't going to record a new album unless he had something important to say.
And not to be self-righteous or anything, but just something that relates to people and their problems, you know, because we're all struggling. And I just felt like if I can make something that will help people in some way or relate to them and their problems, then that's worth it, I think. You know?
I had no idea about the seminary.
Yeah.
Are you still pursuing that, or was it after the first class?
I'm not pursuing it. Okay. I feel like this is, right now anyway, music is my calling.
Well, yeah. I was going to hold on to talk about Poison Words a little bit later in the interview, but since you mentioned the seminary, I mean, this song is about some of the frustration you have with the church, right?
Yeah.
And how they talk about disenfranchised people.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's play just a little bit of this song.
Okay.
Now that I have found something that I can believe.
So this is Poison Words. The new album is Attention from Dan Hubbard. You said you were frustrated with how the church is talking about some people.
Yeah, but its treatment, its attitude towards the people in the LGBTQ community. I just think it boils down to I'm a Christian, and I'm not going to be shy about that. But there are obviously things I struggle with as a Christian. I am broken, and clearly the church is broken.
Are we talking about the Catholic Church?
No, not the Catholic. Well, obviously the Catholic Church is broken.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just talking about the Christian church as a whole. I just wish, obviously, it wasn't so exclusive sometimes and a little more loving.
Poison words. Poison words. Twist what he.
Go to another song, Important Man. Am I hearing this right? This is a little commentary on social media and how people are obsessed with it?
Yeah, well, it started just with me. Yeah, the last time I released an album, constantly on my phone. And I got some young kids, and I felt like I was neglecting them a little bit, and my wife just staring at my phone all the time, seeing how my social media is doing, how people are buying the album. I realized it at one point and just felt like an idiot for the way I had been acting. Obviously, social media is a big part of it. There's a line in there about always creeping on my phone. Can't imagine why we drifted apart.
Always creeping on my phone. I can't imagine why we've drifted apart. Gonna throw it out the window.
There's something about giving other humans attention, and we're so caught up on our phones. I don't want to sound like an old man, you know what I mean, an old grumpy man, but that's part of the reason the album's called Attention, is like in relationships. I just see with my family, all my kids want me to do is just look at them, like, look what I'm doing. That's all they want, the power of that, and being able to look your son or your daughter in the eye is so powerful.
Talking with Dan Hubbard, his new album is Attention. Musically, the album, it's an evolution. You've got horns in here on some of the songs, you've got some background singers, and it's more of a soul record than what I've heard from you previously.
Well, that has a lot to do with our bass player, Steven Tassio. His musical interests kind of lean towards the soulful side. He loves like Stevie Wonder. I wrote some tunes with him, and one of the songs is There Ain't No Fountain. He wrote the music for it, And
let's play just a little snippet of that, because that's kind of a funky song.
Yeah. Always wanted to put horns on an album. You know, there's been, I've had opportunities in the past that, you know, couldn't afford it or whatever, the right players weren't available, and so I was just set on it this time. So a guy named Reginald Chapman arranged these horns and played on them. Man, he did a great job. It's just, I couldn't be happier with this.
Let's go to the song Something Left to Prove. You were a basketball player.
Yeah.
You played high school, and you could have played at ISU.
I made the team at ISU as a walk-on, but I only lasted a few weeks before I gave it up.
Are there any regrets in doing that, and does that factor into you continuing your music career?
Yes. I regret it every day.
Really?
Yeah, every day. And I remember talking to the coach, telling him I was going to quit, and he told me, "You may not regret this today, tomorrow, 5 years from now, but you will regret it." It was dead on. And that has factored in. I mean, I can say I quit because I wanted to pursue music. I've told people this before. I was just poor in spirit, is what I would say. I just didn't know who I was. I didn't have the will to do it. I wasn't strong enough mentally or physically, so I just gave up. And it has a lot to do with my career now, because I don't want to do that again. Even when it's hard, I cannot give up. I feel like I'm at that point in my career where maybe I could get to the next level, I guess, whatever that means. But I won't know if I give it up. You know, I'll never know what kind of a basketball player I could have been. And I don't want those regrets with my music career. Couldn't see forest for the trees. Thought that I was washed up, thought that I was too old, but I can't take one more regret. I think I got a little left. Maybe I got something left to prove. Something Left to Prove from Dan Hubbard. It's his brand new album, Attention. This is GLT's Sound Ideas. On the last album, I mentioned that you went from a personal point of view to writing about others, an observer. There seems to be a more of a mix on this album. Yeah, there's a mix where I didn't focus so much on telling stories this time about other people. I more put myself in their shoes. But at the same time, I did go deeper, I feel like, into other people's lives. Like so in this album, there's songs about living with abuse.
That's Run Toward the River, right?
That Run Towards the River, yeah. Obviously, Poison Words that we talked about. There is a song about my brother passing when I was young. It's called Scars. There's a song about suicide, living with depression and suicidal thoughts. And like for a lot of these, I kind of acted as a journalist. You know, my wife was in a relationship, an abusive relationship. And so like we sat down on a trip we took, and I just asked her, like, tell me everything about it, you know, what it's like. And so I just wanted to know as much as I could about all of this stuff so I could say something to try and relate to people that are struggling with all of this. Somebody told her life was about being happy, so she wonders why she's never been. Sister's calling twice a day to make sure she's not thinking about trying it again. And she says, how many times I gotta tell you I'm doing fine.
I want to ask you about the last song on the album. It's called 80. You're writing about an 80-year-old man. I'm nowhere near 80 yet, but, you know, I've got a few years on you.
Yeah.
And there's things I can relate to on here.
Blink and you'll see.
Yesterday, I was you. Tomorrow, you'll be me.
Yesterday,
man, as I see my kid graduate from college, as I see my younger colleagues now, they could almost be my children, right?
Yeah.
It's weird getting old.
Yeah, it goes so fast, doesn't it? And so I can see 80 right now. That's kind of what it's about.
But you're just, 36 years
yeah,
old?
Yeah, but...
How do you write and understand an 80-year-old man in this case?
I don't know. I just remember driving past an old man one day.
Because you nailed it.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Man. Driving past an old man one day and thinking, boy, if I could just pick his brain and he could tell me what's important. But at the same time, I feel like I know at this point what's important, and I can see myself where he is right now, and God willing, I get to live that long. It's going to be here, you know, like that. Because ever since I started having kids, I was 28. Man, time is just flying exponentially. So because it's coming so quick, what are you going to do? Like, what is important in life? How are you going to live your life? It's an important question to ask.
'Cause I don't want you to go stay